跟大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters tonight.
现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家查考圣经。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we study the scriptures together.
今天晚上跟大家谈一谈谁知道什么是对人有益处的呢
？Tonight, I'd like to share a topic. Who knows what is good for man in life?
我们请翻开传道书第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 6.
要从我们所读的圣经来跟大家查考这一段。
Study this passage that we've been reading.
传道书第六章，我们请看第十二节。
Ecclesiastes 6, verse 12.
十二节说：“人一生虚度的日子，就如影儿经过，谁知道什么与他有益呢？谁能告诉他身后在日光之下有什么事呢？”
Verse 12. For who knows what is good for man in life? All the days of his vain life, which he passes like a shadow. Who can tell a man what will happen after him under the sun?
我们知道传道书的作者，他从属世的角度看，人生是虚空的。
The author of Ecclesiastes sees the world in a secular perspective and saw that it was vain.
因为想到人有死亡这件事情，就让所有的人都平等了。
For when we think about death, everyone then is considered equal.
所以不管你是谁，你是有智慧的，是愚昧的，你是贫穷的还是有财富的，都无所谓。
It doesn't matter whether you're wise or foolish.Rich or poor.
你是有尊贵的还是很卑微的？你是年老的、年少的，也都同相同。
Whether you're honorable or lowly, whether you're of old age or young.
死亡把世人所在世上拥有的一切都把它夺光光了。
Death will wipe away everything that we have in this world.
就像第六章所说的，一个人如果他多子多孙，又活了一千年又一千年，最后死亡临到。也是归于虚空。
As recorded in chapter 6, it says that even a person with many children and descendants, even if he lives 1,000 years twice, once he dies, it's all in vain.
而且这个人一生他又可以有丰富、有智才、有智慧，心里所想的都能够实现。但是有一件遗憾的事情，就是他不能够享用他所拥有的。他说这也是虚空。
And for a person who is very wise and has much contentment and satisfaction in his life, if he's not able to enjoy what he has, then that is also a vanity.
第六章的第二节说，这是一件祸患，就是一件灾祸。第六章第二节。
In verse 2, it says that this is a woe.
就是它其实是一个 evil， 这是一件恶的事情。就是说，他虽然拥有这一切，但最后死亡来到。
And it says that even if he has everything, and when death befalls him, this is then vanity, and it is an evil affliction.
从传道者的角度来看，他说，其这样的一个人生啊，其实甚至比那个还没有生下那个胎儿还不如了。
The preacher describes this kind of life as not even comparable to a infant.
所以我们现在我们人生来到这个世间走了一回活过一次。
And so we've come into this world and we've walked through this life once.
我们一定要得到有永恒价值的神所要赏赐给我们的福气，那才值得。
We have to obtain that valuable blessing from God.
那这样的人生才是有意义的，也才是真的有价值的。
And in that way, can our that life be meaningful and valuable?
因为其实我们人每一个人都想要追求永恒，这是神。在我们人的心里面所放下来的定理。
All of us desires after eternity, which God has placed in our hearts.
就好像三章十一节说，神把永生安置在人的心里了。
As recorded in chapter 3, verse 11, it says that God has placed eternity in man's heart.
所以现在我们要追求永恒，可是在这个世界上里面的东西却一直都会过去，那什么才是真的有价值、永恒的呢
？So we all want to pursue after things that are eternal, but everything in this world passes away. So what is worthy for us to pursue that is eternal?
我们从传道书这样读下来，我们会发现，属物质的东西都是暂时的，都是会过去的。
From reading the book of Ecclesiastes, we find that everything that is of a material will pass away and it's only temporal.
只有那些能够超越物质。有属灵价值能够永存的，才是真的值得追求。
And only the things that can transcend above material things, is valuable and is can be eternal.
那所以我们现在在这一生当中，如果我们所追求的， 只是会增加我们人生的虚空，那就没有益处了。
So in this life, if what we're pursuing after can only add upon our vanity, then this has no meaning.
其实我们人生本来就很虚空，如果没有神的话，人生是很虚空的。
If we did not have God, our lives would be full of vanity.
那从传道子的他这个走过一生的这个体会啊，他说如果再增加一些，最后也是虚空。他说这个虚空更多，他说人生真的没有意思。
And from the preacher's own experience, as he walked through this life, he noticed that the more that vanity, vain things that you gain in the end, will make your life even more meaningless.
所以第六章十一节说，加增虚无的事既多，这与人有什么益处呢？
In verse 11, chapter 6, verse 11, he says, since there are many things that increase vanity, how is man the better?
哦，所以你如果今天我们所追求，如果是增加这样的虚空的话，最后真的是他说。这个比没有生下来还惨。
So today, if the things that we're pursuing increase our vanity, then it is not even it can't even be compared to a person who is just born.
好，所以现在第十二节他现在提出一个问题：谁才能够知道什么是真的对人生有益处的，是我们值得追求的？谁可以知道呢
？Now in verse 12, the preacher poses a question here that says, "Who knows what is good for man in life?"
我们知道我们人一生很多东西我们是不知道的。
We know that we don't know a lot of things in this world.
所以他后面他说，不但这一生很多事情是有益处我们不知道，我们死后发生什么事情我们也不知道。就是人生有很多我们是不知道的啦。
And so what he's describing here is that not only do we not know of the valuable things in this world, but we don't know what will happen to us after we die.
所以现在这个问题就是说，谁才会知道去追求真正有益处的？
Now the key question here is that who then can know what to pursue that is meaningful?
我们知道从传道书的这个整个重点，他在告诉我们一个人一定要能够敬畏神，遵守神的诫命。
Now the main point of the book of Ecclesiastes is for one to fear God and to obey His commandments.
我们如果能够敬畏神，他说我们不但会得到神所赐给我们的福气，神他还要让我们有属灵的眼光去追求那个真正有益处的。
And the preacher writes that if we are able to fear God, if we learn how to fear God, not only will God bless us with His blessings, but He'll also give us a spiritual insight to see things that are meaningful.
我们可以成为有智慧的人，能够知道去追求真的有价值的。
So that we can become a person with wisdom that can pursue after things that are meaningful.
所以他这个传道书的重点在告诉我们要敬畏神的同时，就是要让我们从这样这敬拜里面得到智慧。
So the preacher is trying to teach us here that we need to first learn how to fear God in order to gain these other things.
所以箴言第九章第十节说。
And in Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10 it writes,
箴言九章十节，敬畏神是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Proverbs 9 verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
所以今天如果我们能够抓住敬畏神的重点，那么我们将能够得到属灵的智慧，我们将有属灵的眼光，我们可以过一个超越的人生。
And so today, if we are able to hold on to the truth of fearing the Lord, then we will have a spiritual eyesight and to be able to live a godly life.
那当我们有这个属灵的智慧跟眼光的同时，我们就可以去查看神在这个人世间所安排的每一个作为。
So if we have the spiritual wisdom and understanding, then we will be able to discern between the things in this world.
因为我们一定要有神的智慧，我们才会看明白神在这个万物当中所安排的时间，跟他所要成就的事物。
For we have to have the spiritual understanding in order to know in order to know God's time.And the things that he does.
所以一个有智慧的人跟没有智慧的人，他对这个世界的看法是极然不同的。
So a person with
就是有智慧跟没有智慧的人对这个世界的看法是不一样的。
A person with wisdom has a perspective that this world is drastically different from a person without wisdom.
也就是说，这个世界发生一些事情，有智慧的人看起来他就可以得到神要我们学习的。如果是一个愚昧人没有智慧的，他就不知道为什么这件事发生了。
In other words, a wise person can see a certain situation that happened and be able to learn from it, while a foolish person will not understand what is going on.
那我们所以传道书第七章的十一节说，他提醒我们一件事情，他说你要查看神的作为。
And in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 11, it tells us that we need to look at the works of God.
要注意看神的作为。
That we need to pay attention to God's works.
也就是要观察我们周遭所发生的事物。
Which means that we need to observe the things that are happening in our surroundings.
有时候这些事情是发生在我们自己的身上。
Sometimes these things may happen upon us.
有时候是发生在我们周遭的亲友，或者是我们这个环境当中所发生的事情。
And other times they may befall those around us, our friends, our family.
所以，如果我们今天可以查看，然后我们愿意也知道说这个神的作为，我们愿意神顺服神的定理，那么我们就。可以知道说什么就对人有益处的了。
And so today, if we are to consider these things and we understand what is discerned with the spiritual eyesight, then we can know what is beneficial for man.
你看，我们一个人如果知道说，哎，这个是有价值的，我们去追求，然后就有永恒价值，这个就有意思了。
So if we know the things that have eternal value and we pursue after that, then that will make our lives more meaningful.
所以，当一个人他如果把他的人生方向转向神。
So when a person changes his direction in life towards God,
然后会追求永生，就能够超越这个虚空的人生了。
And he can pursue after eternity or things that are eternal, then he can have good in this life.
其实在这一生之中啊，神在我们日光之下所给我们的日子，我们就可以能够真的过得又真又善又美。
And that the days that are given to us under the sun, a man who knows this can live it out beautifully and in goodness.
那在我们这一生里面可以享福，可以喜乐，那可以真的有永恒的归宿。
And then in this life, we are able to enjoy the blessings and be joyful and to be pursued after these eternal things.
我们在读完传道书的时候，哎，如果我们从第一章一直读到第六章，我们一定会发现说，圣经里面强调很多次说人。莫强如什么什么事情，就是说什么事情是比较好的，没有比这个更好的了。
If we read Ecclesiastes chapter 1 through 6, we'll notice that many times it mentions better is this or that.
所以上个礼拜小弟跟大家所查考的，神让我们在这个世上劳碌。让我们有工作可以做，其实是对我们有好处的。
So last week we studied that God allows us to work hard in this world, and it's actually that is beneficial for us.
所以你看，当我们有选择的时候，你看一个人他选择可以有工作，可以在这个世上有一个有劳碌的一个日子，那这样子他其实是可以享福的。
And so if a person chooses to work and to toil and to labor, he's actually enjoying the blessings.
因为这是神让我们世人在这个劳碌当中受精炼。然后能够得到智慧，得到神赐的福。
Because through this work and this toil, God trains us to learn and also to gain His blessings.
所以什么是对人有益处的
？So what is good for man?
如果我们今天能够懂得劳碌的意义
，If today we know the meaning of laboring or working hard,
神让我们活在这个世上有工作的目的
，And God gives us a job in this world.
那我们就可以得到我们劳碌所得到的福。
Then we're able to gain these, reap these blessings from our labors.
好，所以从第我们看第二章的第二十四节。
Let's read Ecclesiastes 2 verse 24.
有益处的事情，你现在如果看传道书里面，发现他会强调什么叫做比较好的。
And in the book of Ecclesiastes, it oftentimes emphasizes things that are better than others.
二章二十四节。
Chapter 2 verse 24.
人莫强如吃喝，且在劳碌中享福。我看这也是出于神的。So,
nothing is better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that his soul should enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw was from the hand of God.
所以你看，今天人如果能够在劳碌当中受精炼、被造就、成熟了，那人可以吃喝享福，这是神的赏赐。
So this is the blessing of God is that a man can labor, and in his labor he can be trained and refined as gold, and then he can enjoy the fruits of his labor.
其实这个如果不是神赐给我们福气，一个人有时候劳碌可能但劳碌一生，但可能没办法享用，这个就是虚空。
Now this was not a blessing from God. Then a person would work so hard in this life and not be able to enjoy it, and that would be vanity.
所以就像第六章讲的，那个人什么都有，又活很久，又什么世上人所羡慕都有了，但是他不能够享福。他说这是个祸患，也是虚空。
And so in Ecclesiastes 6, that's why the preacher writes that it is vanity and an evil affliction that a person has almost, seems like they have it all and are admired by many in this world, but unable to enjoy it.
三章十二节请看。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes 3, verse 12.
三章十二节说，我知道世人莫强如终身喜乐行善。
He says, I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives.
好，你现在这里说，世人莫强如终身喜乐行善，这个如果用不一样的翻译，就是说，这个世人其实就是 最好的就是能够有喜乐，能够去做好事帮助人。
And so it here emphasizes that a person is good, very good for a person to rejoice, not only rejoice, but to do good, to help others in their lives.
所以第十三节说，并且人人吃喝，在他一切劳碌中享福，这是神的恩赐。
And in verse 13 says also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God.
所以一个人如果在劳碌当中可以自得其乐，这是神的福气的。
And so a person in his labor are able to eat and drink and enjoy it. This is a gift of God.
这在说明我们今天劳碌的同时，这个就是对我们有帮助，来让我们可以在其中享受我们所劳碌得到的果实。这是一种成就感，这也是一种享受。
And this is telling us this is a sense of accomplishment and enjoyment that we're able to enjoy the fruits and the goods of our labor.
所以，我们今天如果你看我们六天劳碌的工作，我们所工作的如果有成果，我们就会觉得很满足。
And so if we think in the week and 6 days we worked for 6 days and we're able to achieve good results and we feel accomplished.
那第七天安息，我们就造成了的。要求的命令安息，那我们人生在这个当中就是在享受神的福气的。
Then on the seventh day we rest as commanded by God. Then we are able to enjoy these blessings as God has gifted us with.
那对我们的工作，我们如果能够真的喜爱，能够去享受它，这个就是神的福。那这个会让我们在这个世上的生活真的会觉得很充实。
And it would be even more of a blessing from God, and we will feel even more fulfilled if we enjoy the work that we do.
三章二十二节说。
Chapter 3, verse 22, it says,
故此我见人莫强如在他经营的事上喜乐，因为这是他的份，他身后的事谁能使他回来得见呢？
So I perceive that nothing is better that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his heritage, for who can bring him to see what will happen after him?
这一句话如果用另外一个翻译，意思就是，我看人生最好的就是在他所做的事上自得其乐。
Now the other interpretation for this that he sees that nothing is better. It is what is written here that a man should rejoice in his own works.
就是最好的事情，就是说他对他所做的事情真的会觉得有成就感，会喜乐。那这个就是一个福气的。
That it is the blessing and the gift of God that a person is able to enjoy his accomplishments and the success.
神给他在这个世上的份。
God has given. This is what God has given him in his life.
好。同样的道理在八章十五节这样说。
And the same truth is recorded in chapter 8, verse 15.
八章十五节。
Chapter 8, verse 15.
十五节说，我就称赞快乐。原来人在日光之下，莫强如吃喝快乐，因为他在日光之下，神赐他一生的年日，要从劳碌中时常享受所得的。
So I commanded enjoyment because a man has nothing better under the sun than to eat, drink, and be merry, for this will remain with him in his labor all the days of his life, which God gives him under the sun.
所以我们从这里看到，其实神今天让我们可以工作，就是神赐给我们恩赐，有能力，我们人绝对不可以懒惰。
And so, as men, we cannot be we cannot be lazy, but we must give because God has given us a job to work and to labor hard.
所以一个敬畏神的人，一个真的认识神的作为的人，他一定会努力的去工作。
So a person who fears God and knows God's works, he will work diligently.
但是他一定会有节制的。
But he will also have self-control.
因为他知道人生不是为工作活着。
Because he knows strongly that life is not just to work.
这是神让我们在这当中受精炼，能够得到长进。
But God provides us this opportunity to be able to learn and to grow by working.
好，这是第一点，有关于这个我们知道什么叫做对人有益处的。
Now this is the first point into what we know what is good for man in life.
那接下来呢，我们看一下第四章。传道书第四章。
Let's also read Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
第四章我们看第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
我又见人为一切的劳碌和各样灵巧的工作，就是被邻舍嫉妒，这也是虚空，也是捕风。
Again, I saw for all toil and every skillful work a man is envied by his neighbor. This is also vanity and grasping for the wind.
这里其实在说明一个人如果他很努力的工作，他一直很劳碌。他有成就，但是后来被嫉妒啊，就是他的成就不被人家肯定，然后反而被嫉妒。他说这也是虚空啊。
And he's saying that if a person works hard and toils, but yet is envied by his neighbor, then all of this that he's done is vanity and gasping for the wind.
有时候我们一直追求有成就，不见得是很好啊。
So sometimes it's not good that we pursue after accomplishments all the time.
哦，所以你看那个有些人呢、啊，看不得人家好，所以有时候这个嫉妒就会出现，这是人性的软弱。
And there's a human weakness that people get jealous and envious of others that may do something better.
但是另外方面呢、啊，如果一个人他懒惰、啊，他其实也是虚空。
But on the other hand, if a person is lazy and doesn't work hard, that is also vanity.
你看第五节
，If we read verse 5,
愚昧人抱着手吃自己的肉。
Says the fool folds his hands and consumes his own flesh.
那其实表示这个愚昧人是因为懒惰的缘故了。
And it's saying that this foolish person is because he's lazy.
他懒惰就没有办法享受他劳碌所得，他没有劳碌就没有办法享受了。
And since he doesn't work hard, he can't enjoy any fruits of his labor.
所以他吃自己的肉。
And so he consumes his own flesh.
那这个最后也是虚空。
And this in the end is vanity.
那其实这个叫做愚昧。
And this is one who is foolish.
所以懒惰人其实是愚昧人。
So a lazy person is a foolish person.
因为懒惰结果就是没有所得。
Because the result of a person who's lazy is that they don't gain anything.
所以现在神要我们去劳碌，其实让我们有所得，让我们又能够、啊、去享受神所给我们的福。那这样其实是让我们可以知足，让我们可以真的享福。
And so God allows us to toil and to work hard so that we can gain the fruits of the labor, but also be able to enjoy them.
我们先看第六节。
And if we look at verse 6,
第六节说，满了一把得享安静，强如满了两把劳碌捕风。
It says, better a handful with quietness and both hands full together with toil and grasping for the wind.
你看它这里就是一种比较。
Here is a contrast.
所以什么叫有益处？如果一把在这里跟两把让你选择，你会选择哪一边呢？
So it says, which one's better, one with one handful or the other side with two handfuls?
所以你看，从这个描述，我们看到真正有益处的就是，我们如果能够生活安定，又能够知足，这是对人有益的。
And so we see from this comparison that it is beneficial for a person to live a steady and hardworking life.
一个人可能拥有的不多。
Person may not possess much.
但是他所拥有的，他如果能够享用
，but if he's able to enjoy what he possesses,
他如果对他所拥有能够知足
，and he's content with what he has,
那他这样子的这一种生活，一种人生，是比你劳劳碌碌拥有很多，但是却没有办法安静，也没办法享受，来得更有益处。
This is much better than another person who works very hard, but then is unable to enjoy any fruits of the labors.
哦，所以你看，我们今天我们要选择对我们有益处的。
So today we have to choose the thing that is beneficial for us.
有时候不见得拥有很多才是叫做有福气，才叫做有好处。
Having the most may not indicate that is a blessing or that is beneficial.
所以有位弟兄他在见证他自己的工作经验。
Now there's a brother testified of his own working experience.
当他的上司提供给他可以被升迁能够当主管的一个机会的时候，他说不要。
He rejected an offer by his superiors to promote him to some kind of director position.
因为我们这位弟兄呢，他如果按照他的能力以及他所工作表现呢，他们在估计他这个应该是当到部长的职位了。
And they think that he would become an executive based on his talent.
在政府的单位里面是当那个内阁里面的部长。
Or he would be some kind of a high government official since he worked in the government.
但是他发现说，如果他接受这样一个升迁呢，最后他没有办法守住信仰。
But he determined that if he were to accept this offer, in the end he would lose his faith.
他的生活跟他现在不是很高的职位，但是可以安静的来敬拜神、服侍神。他说他现在所拥有的比较值得，所以他说不要。
Although he didn't have a very high position at the time, but yet he was able to live a steady life and able to serve God, and so he rejected the seemingly better offer.
啊，对他的这个拒绝啊，他要主管要给他升迁，他拒绝这个他这个决定，他的上司很不能了解。
And his superiors were unable to fathom why he would reject a promotion offer.
他说，通常这个都是人求之不得的，你怎么不要呢？
And these are what people are striving for their entire lives, and yet you choose to reject it.
其实是因为我们这位弟兄，他有更 属灵的眼光，他知道什么叫做有价值，是有益处的。
But this brother had a spiritual eyesight, and he realized what is more meaningful.
因为他不羡慕那个站在高位上的时候可以指使、可以下决定、可以让人家觉得说他很有成就，他看透这一个、这个叫做一个障碍。
Because he looked through this obstacle, and he didn't admire those who have to, who are able to make all the decision, call the shots in the company.
他知道，如果满了一把可以得享安静，比满两把劳碌捕风更有价值。
For he knew that a handful with quietness is better than both hands full with toil and grasping for the wind.
所以箴言第三十章雅古尔的祷告，我们应该都不会陌生的。
And we may be familiar with Yager's prayer in Proverbs 30.
我们现在看箴言三十章。
Proverbs 30.
箴言三十章，我们看第八节。
And Yager's
第七节哈。
Agur's prayer recorded in Proverbs 30 verse 7.
三十章第七节说：“我求你两件事，在我未死之前，不要不赐给我。”
There's two things I request of you. Deprive me not before I die.
第八节说
：“Verse 8.
求你使虚假和谎言和谎言远离我，使我也不贫穷，也不富足。”赐给我虚用的饮食。
And then remove falsehood and lies from me, far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food allotted to me.
第九节说，恐怕我饱足，不认你说神是谁呢？又恐怕我贫穷就偷窃，以致亵渎我神的名。
Verse 9. Lest I be full and deny you and say, Who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God.
这个就是他知道什么叫做有价值的人生。
So he knew what is a meaningful life.
这是人应当追求的。
This is what a man needs to pursue.
所以今天如果我们有选择，
So today if we have the choice,
我们如果有属灵的智慧，
If we have spiritual wisdom,
那我们就知道什么叫做对我们有益处的。
Then we know what is good for man.
能够得享安静又能够知足，这在神看来是好的，是有价值的。
To be able to have quietness as well as contentment, that is what is meaningful in the eyes of God.
我们现在第三个看传道书第四章。
And thirdly, let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
第九节。
4 verse 9.
两个人总比一个人好，因为二人劳碌同得美好的果效。
Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor.
第十节说，若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴；若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶起他来。这个人就有祸了。
Verse 10, for if they fall, the one will lift up his companion, but woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up.
从 这一段我们就知道，你看，一个对人有益处的就是，如果有同伴，有配偶，比孤身一个人好。
Here we know that too, a person with a companion is better than one who is alone.
这个其实就是神设计婚姻的原始的本意。
And this is the original intention of God when he established marriage.
因为你看，当神把亚当造出来之后，他看他说自己一个人孤单不好。
When God had created Adam, he saw that it was not good for man to be alone.
所以神就为他造出一个配偶来帮助他。
So for Adam, God created a companion for him.
所以神对婚姻的美好旨意就是要让两个人同甘共苦，一起来享受劳碌所得的。
So God's good will for a man is to for him the man and his wife to work together to work hard together with his wife and to enjoy the fruits of their labor.
所以从这里我们看到，其实婚姻是比单身好。
And so from this perspective, we can see that marriage, being married, is better than being single.
那其实这个两个人一起得到美好的果效，这个在说明今天我们。在主耶稣基督里面，我们在看到这个婚姻原来是这么奥秘的，是有救恩奥秘性的。
And in verse 9 it says, because they have good reward for their labor, and this is saying that this describing how much of a profoundness there is in marriage.
所以你看，当主耶稣来，他设立了这个，他来建设教会之后，保罗他从属灵的角度在看到，哦，原来婚姻是神这么美好的安排。
And so when Jesus established the church, Paul saw that. How God's wonderful arrangement of marriage.
后来他在讲这个夫妻相处之道的时候，他才发现其实这个是从救恩的奥秘衍生出来的，神给人间的夫妻。
And so when Paul was writing about the truth of marriage, he realized the profoundness of God in his instituting a marriage and how it relates to Jesus and the church.
所以其实你看，神要我们人都有个伴侣来帮助我们走这个人生的道路。
God intends for us each to have a companion to walk this journey of life together.
好，所以 传道书九章九节说，
So in Ecclesiastes 9 verse 9，
在你一生虚空的年日，就是神赐你在日光之下虚空的年日，当同你所爱的妻快活度日，因为那是你生前在日光之下劳碌的事上所得的份。
It is written that live joyfully with the wife whom you have you love all the days of your life, vain life which he has given you under the sun, all the days of vanity, for this is your portion in life and in labor which you perform under the sun.
那这个神，你看神他要我们能够每一个人都有这个配偶有伴侣，能够来同享这个劳碌以及这个人生之间所拥有的一切，一起来享受神的福。
And God desires for us to have a companion so that we can work hard together, for and enjoy the fruits of the labor.
那这个传道者他在第七章的第二十节这样说。
And this preacher writes in Ecclesiastes 7 verse 20.
二十七节，对不起。
Verse 27 rather.
他说，传道者说，看啊，他说一千男子当中哦，我找到一个啊，但众女子中没有找到一个，我就将这事一一比较，要寻求其理。我心仍要寻找，却未曾找到。
Verse 27. Here's what I found, says the preacher, adding one thing to the other to find out the reason which my soul still seeks, but I cannot find. One man among a thousand I have found, but a woman among all these I have not found.
第二十九节说，我所找到的只有一件事，就是神造人原是正直，但他们寻出许多小巧计。
Verse 29. Truly, this only I have found, that God made man upright, but they have sought out many schemes.
你就看到这里，他说，他发现神造人原是正直的。
And the preacher found that God had originally made man upright.
其实神所造的本来都是好的，神设计的这个制度，婚姻制度本来是非常完美的。
What God has designed originally was always good, just like marriage.
但是很可惜的是，人用自己的私欲把神的设计改变了。
But man, unfortunately, following his own desires, changed and schemed and changed God's design.
为什么二十七节、二十八节这里传道者会特别说？这个在一千个众女子当中啊，他说他找不到一个这个是正直的好的。
What does the preacher write that a woman among all of these, he has not found?
他讲到一千男子里面，他找到一个正直的。
He says that one man among a thousand he has found.
当然
as upright.
他不再讲他自己。
Of course, he is not talking about himself.
其实他在这里在预言将来有一个正直的，就是主耶稣基督的出现。
But he is prophesying that in the future there is one upright person, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
他这个有关于这个婚姻的道理，他当时候实在是不明白。对这个传道者来说，他不明白了。
And to the preacher, he perhaps did not understand the truth of marriage.
因为我们都知道所罗门他没有走在神所设计。婚姻里面一妻 一夫一妻这个制度里面的。
For we know that Solomon did not adhere to the to marriage being one man and one wife.
因为神的设计的婚姻是一夫一妻的。
God had the Lord has instituted
一个男的，一个女的组成一个家庭。
One man and one woman come together to form a family.
但是人却用自己的私欲寻出许多的诡计来破坏他。
But man, following his own desire and schemes, sought to destroy it.
所以你看，这个人间的社会里面，就是出现多妻的，就出现淫乱的，
and so,
就出现了这种种的罪恶了。
And we see many kinds of sins in this world. For instance, polygamy, as well as other sins.
所以有些世人他不敬畏神的时候，他会发现说，哇，他如果拥有很多妻子，妻妾成群，他说这个叫做有福的，叫有益处的。
A person who does not understand the truth of marriage may think that it is a blessing to have many wives.
但其实对我们来说，我们知道什么叫做真正有益的。
But to us, we know what truly is good for man.
所以神他给人的原来是正直的，是好的。
So what God has originally given man, that is upright and that is good.
我们当选择神所设计的这个美好的制度。
We ought to choose.That the thing that God has originally designed for us.
我们必能够得到神所赐给我们的福。
And then we can receive the blessing that God also intends for us.
我们现在再看回来传道书第七章。
Let's return back to Ecclesiastes 7.
第七章。
Ecclesiastes 7.
我们现在看第一节。
Verse 1.
当我们能够敬畏神，神赐给我们智慧的时候。
When we can fear God and He blesses us with wisdom,
我们就会选择那个对我们人真正有益处的。
Then we will choose the things that is good and beneficial for us.
因为我们人生其实都是一直在做决定，在做选择。
Because there are a lot of decisions that we have to make in this life.
哦，那一个有智慧的人，他会选择真的对他有益的。
And a person who is wise will choose the things that are beneficial to him or her.
我们现在看第一节。
Let's read chapter 7, verse 1.
他说名誉强如美好的膏油，人死的日子胜过人生的日子。
A good name is better than precious ointment in the day of death than the day of one's birth.
二节说招上往招上的家去，强如往宴乐的家去，因为死是众人的结局。
Verse 2, better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting, for that is the end of all men.
活人也必要将这事放在心上。
Says, and the living will take it to heart.
三节
3.
忧愁强如喜笑，因为面带愁容，终必使心喜乐。
Sorrow is better than laughter, for by a sad countenance the heart is made better.
第四节，智慧人的心在招上之家，愚昧人的心在快乐之家。
For the heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth.
这里在讲一个智慧人呢，他会选择更有益处的。
Here is saying that a wise person will choose the things that are even better.
你看死亡跟这个哀悼的事情，对传道者来说，他说比出生比快乐还好。
And to the preacher, he says that the death and as well as the house of mourning is better than birth and a house of feasting.
这里第一集一开始说，这个名誉讲的是人死后所留下的好名声，就是已经不会改变的，盖棺论定了。
And this good name that is referring to in verse 1 is the reputation or name that person carries with him after he dies.
那胜过强如美好的膏油，这个美好的膏油其实指的是通常古时候的人如果婴孩一出生的时候，他都给他抹膏油。
And this precious ointment is referring to the ointment that the ancient people put on their children when they're born.
那抹膏油一方面有杀菌消毒的效果，一方面也让就是一种很喜乐的表现。
And the precious ointment in one way gets rid of some of the bacteria and then also serves as a kind of a joyful occasion.
所以它是一个对比，它是对比人死的日子胜过人生的日子。
And so he's trying to contrast here that the day of death for a man is better than the day of his birth.
所以表示说，诶，人死的时候他最后就是已经不会改变，所有的事情都已经定了。他说这个时候这个人他如果好名声通通不会再消失了。
And so when a man dies, everything that he has done in before is fixed, and it cannot change anymore.
那他现在往招商的家去，他现在一直到第四节，他都讲的都是，就是他都选择一般世人所不愿意去的地方了。
And up to verse 4, the preacher would choose all the things that ordinary people would not think would be better.
他在这里列出的是四件事情，都是人间认为不幸的人都不想要遇见的事。
And he lists the four things that people often consider unfortunate and would not want to have it befall themselves.
可是对传道者来说，他说这个往招商家去的，或者是死的日子，或者是忧愁，都比较好，他都选择这一项。
But yet the preacher says it is better to go to a house of mourning than to have death than the others.
所以他这个时候表示说，如果一个人他能够用心来查看神的作为，那么他一定会选择，其实会选择这个世人一般认为不好的东西。
So what are you saying here? That if a person truly tries to understand and study God, as God's words, he'll often choose the things that other people consider not good.
为什么他会强调说要人死的日子比人生的日子还好呢？
Why does he emphasize that the day of a person's death is better than his birth?
或者是说智慧人的心是在招上之家，愚昧人的心是在快乐之家。
Or that a heart of the wise is in the house of mourning and the heart of fools is in the house of mirth.
他的关键点就是因为死是众人的结局。
The key point is that because death is a person's end.
那活的人一定要把这件事情放在心上。
And the living has to put this to heart.
死的人他就不会再想，也不会再改变，什么都已经定了。
A person who is dead will no longer think about these things. Everything that he has done is already set.
但是活的人可能还会改变。
But a person who's living can still change.
所以你看，当一个人如果面对死亡，或者是我们到一个往招上的家去的时候，我们人会思想。
When a person is facing death or they're going towards a house of mourning, they will begin to reflect.
我们会这样一个场合会让我们思想。人生其实是很短的。
This kind of occasions will allow us to reflect that a person's life is truly very short.
你看，有的人他活几十年而已。
We see some people only live a decade or so.
有人虽然活得比较久，但是如果活了一百年，但是当中其实也不过是劳苦愁烦，其实也很苦。
Although some others may live to a century, but if it is all filled with toils and labors, it is also quite a suffering life.
但是你看，今天如果我们会懂得去观察神的作为，发现这个死亡这个事实的时候，我们人会去把握现在有的生命。
But today, if we consider the works of God and we understand the truth, then we will be able to cherish life.
所以你看，智慧人往招商的家去，他会学习到功课的。
And so if a wise person who is going to the house of mourning, he will learn a very invaluable lesson.
让我们学到警醒，让我们知道要谦卑。
And he will learn how to be watchful and how to be humble.
因为在死亡面前，没有一个人能够夸口。
For before death, no one can boast.
那他帮助我们去把握人生现在有的时光。
And he also teaches him to cherish the time under the sun that he has.
让我们看到。我们让我们认清人间很多的追求，最后其实都是虚空，就是你都不能带走，你空手来也要空手走。
It will also paint a clear perspective that everything that we strive for and work hard in this life, we cannot take with us. We come and leave empty-handed.
那如果我们会观察这样一个事实的话，我们就是一个智慧人了。
So if we can consider this truth, then we will be a wise person.
那智慧人他看到这个死亡的时候，其实想到的是。今天我们如果有神的救恩，我们就被救赎，我们是有盼望的。
And a person who, a wise person who can see these things, in the house of mourning, will know that after death, believers still have hope of eternal life.
相对的，他说，那如果是愚昧人，他喜欢去快乐之家了。
But conversely, the hearts of fools, they like to go to places that are very happy.
所以这个开 party 啊，这个是欢乐的场合里面啊，这个娱乐场所，其实就是人生的，就是让我们人生变愚昧的聚会，愚昧人聚集的所在了。
And like to gather and hold parties and gather in places of entertainment, to spend their days.
因为在那里人就会认为人很多时间，哇，你觉得好像都是年轻人，好像时间永远用不完，人生有好多好多的。
Because in that venue, they will feel that they have so much time in this world, and since it's filled oftentimes with many young people, they will feel like they can live very, very long.
那在这个快乐之家里面呢，其实你看，很容易我们人就会浪费我们宝贵的生命。
And so that in this house of mirth, we notice that oftentimes people will lose this precious life.
那人在这种很快乐的这种场合里面，其实很容易落在这个无知有害的私欲里面。
And in this house of mirth, a person will also fall into desires and temptations.
那最后一定是虚空。如果这种愚昧人最后都是虚空嘛
？And the hearts of fools in the end will always be vanity.
所以你看，今天如果我们是一个有智慧，我们会选择有益处的。
So today, if we have a heart of wisdom, we will choose things that are beneficial for us.
我们看到神让我们一生当中所遇到的事情，有时候困境或患难不见得不好。
We see that as believers, even though we may encounter adversity, it may not be a bad thing.
我们如果愿意用心去观察，然后去思想我们人生。
If we take the time to observe, to consider our life,
我们会选择对我们有益的。
We will choose the things that is good for our lives.
我们的脚会走向，会让我们真的抓住神的那个场合。
And our footsteps will go towards the places that that God is present.
所以要小心，我们往哪里去
？So we have to be careful where we go.
哎，所以有时候我们年轻人一起去一个什么地方，我们要小心。到底去的是什么地方呢
？And so, as youth, we need to be careful the places that we often like to congregate in.
那如果我们是有智慧的，我们就选择对我们有益的了。
And so, if we are wise, we will choose things that are beneficial for us.
那从第五节开始，第七章第五节。
And so, in chapter 7, verse 5,
如果我们是有智慧的人的话
，If we are a wise person,
我们会选择去喜爱对我们有益处的。
We will choose to love the things that are beneficial for us.
第五节说
，Verse 5 says,
听智慧人的责备，强如听愚昧人的歌唱。
It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools.
那这个所谓的愚昧人的歌唱，这个歌唱原来的意思就是称赞、赞美的意思。
And the song of fools is originally meaning their praise and their adoration.
所以我们是喜爱听愚昧人的称赞呢，还是喜欢听 智慧人的责备呢？
So do we like to enjoy hearing the acclaim and the praises of fools or the rebuke of the wise?
一般人不喜欢听责备的话。
Most people do not like to listen to criticism.
绝大部分人都喜欢听赞美的话。
Many rather enjoy praises and compliments.
但其实责备的话才会真正让我们得到益处的。
But actually, criticism can build us up.
所以
or it can be beneficial for us.
所以我们有一句话说“忠言逆耳”，就是真的对我们有忠告的话是听起来。
And so there's a saying that says that people grow weary or tired of hearing things that actually serves as a warning for them.
对我们的孩子其实也是这样子。
This is the same for our children.
所以今天我们做父母亲，我们在管教我们的儿女的时候
，Today, as parents, when we discipline or raise up our kids,
我们是一直的称赞他很好很好呢
？Do we constantly compliment them?
还是我们会责备出？指出他的错误来呢
？Or do we also know when to rebuke and when to point out their mistakes？
我们是一直去 promote， 就是提升他这个所谓的自尊心，还是让他会选择要能够敬畏神，能够来折服自己的心呢
？Do we always try to promote their self-confidence， or do we try to point them in the Lord's instruction？
我们看箴言二十九章。
Let's read Proverbs 29。
箴言二十九章。第十五节
，Proverbs 29 verse 15。
二十九章十五节说：“杖打和责备能加增智慧，放纵的儿子使母亲羞愧。”
15. The rod and rebuke give wisdom, but a child left himself brings shame to his mother.
这里特别强调说，责备其实是可以加增智慧的。
Here it actually says rebuking can increase wisdom.
所以我们其实愿，我们如果愿意选择听智慧人的责备
，So we're willing to listen to the rebuke of the wise，
我们就选择那个有益处的。
Then we will be choosing that which is beneficial。
好，那在箴言传道书第七章特别强调说，这个愚昧人的笑声其实是好像锅下烧荆棘的爆声啊。
And in chapter 7 it also describes the laughter of a fool like a crackling of thorns under a pot。
也就是说，嘣一声就没有了。
Which means that it crackles once and it is there's no more.
所以愚昧人的笑声或者是愚昧人的歌声，他的赞美其实是没有带来任何好处的。
So it's describing the temporal effect of a fool's praise and his compliments.
所以我们如果是有智慧，我们就知道什么是对我们有益的。
So if we have wisdom, we will know what is good and what is beneficial for us.
第七章第八节说。
Chapter 7 verse 8 it writes
事情的终局强如事情的起头存心忍耐的胜过居心骄傲的
The end of a thing is better than its beginning The patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit
这里就让我们看到说我们到底是喜爱事情的开头那个很美好的开始呢还是我们真的很在意那个最终很完美的能够得到有益处的结局
So here it says Are we focused more on something's beginning Or do we pay more attention to how something ends
我们有时候都会强调说我们不要让孩子输在起跑点上不要让我们孩子输在起跑点开始的时候不要输了、哦、你孩子如果一开始赛跑的时候你一开始起跑就输后面一定输嘛
And as parents they often emphasize that they don't want their kids to fall behind at an early age、
哦、但其实人生是像跑长途的马拉松一样的。
But life is like running a marathon.
有时候一开始走得很好，不见得后面会得奖。
Those that are ahead in the beginning may not necessarily win the race.
因为我们人生最终得到奖赏的是最后我们怎么结束。
Because the reward that we get in the end really depends on how we finish the race.
所以我们喜爱事情的起头很好很风光呢，还是我们很在意说我们最后？我们人生在神面前是怎么一个结束的
？So do we like all the things that happen in the beginning, or do we focus more on how it finishes?
我们如果有智慧，我们知道神的作为。
If we are wise and we know the works of God,
我们若知道什么才真的对我们有益处的
，and we know what truly is beneficial for us,
我们其实会很在意我们是怎么结束的。
We will pay very much emphasis on how on the end of things.
比如说今天在我们教会里面。
For instance, in our church today,
其实我们很在意的是，诶，我们灵恩布道会的时候，我们的牧道者他接受洗礼。
We often focus on a lot on how if we can bring truth seekers to get baptized during our spiritual congregation.
我们看到牧道者来受洗，我们都很喜乐。
And so we became very we rejoice when we see non-believers get baptized.
但是我们往往忽略了那已经受洗的信徒，他在这个世界迷失的时候。我们应该有的忧伤。
But we often neglect that that kind of mourning that we should have for the people who are baptized and no longer come to worship.
因为一个人他受洗，他是开头而已。
For a person, when he or she gets baptized, that is only the beginning.
真正在意的是他能不能把这个信仰走完，走到终点。
But what is important is whether or not he or she can complete this journey of faith.
这个信仰能够守住吗？
Are they able to keep the faith?
最后能够真的像神所说的，这个是又良善又忠心的仆人，可以进来我的家里享受我主人的快乐吗？
And are they able to receive the praises of the Lord in the end, O good and profitable servants that come into my house?
所以其实我们要喜爱的是事情的终局，而不是事情的起头。
So we need to cherish the things of the ending of things, not its beginning.
那所以我们今天如果有智慧。
So today, if we have wisdom,
我们如果知道什么叫做有益处的,
and we know what is beneficial,
我们一定会把眼光放远, 我们的做法一定会很实在, 会很踏实。
We will set our perspective on high, and we will take things at a practical step at a time.
我们绝对不会只是追求那个虚浮的荣耀。
We will not pursue after vain glory.
那这样一个观念底下，它就比较存心忍耐的胜过居心骄傲的。
And so under this kind of understanding, then a patient, better is the patient in spirit than the proud in spirit.
所以你看一个人如果居心骄傲，他在意的就是这个人面前在表面上所看到的这个哇，好荣耀，很风光。
And the proud in spirit often exhibits to others how great they are.
但是这些可能是空的。
But it may all be in vain.
好，那存心忍耐的人就是其实他是也是一个他不会急躁。不会急躁恼怒的人呢、啊，一个可以忍耐的人，他是不会不容易发脾气的。
And a person who is patient in spirit will not anger easily.
哦，所以如果是存心忍耐的，他一定是胜过那个急躁的或暴怒的或者是骄傲的。
And so the patient in spirit will always be better than the proud in spirit and those who anger and are boastful.
然后我们也不会第十节说哦，不要说先前的日子。强过如今的日子是什么缘故呢
？In verse 10 it says, "Do not say why were the former days better than these."
也就是说，我们人不会一直眷恋那个过去的日子。
Which means that we should not be so fixated on things of the past.
不会一直看到说，哇，以前我有什么样的成就，我做了什么什么好的事情，我有什么什么好的享受。
We won't be so tied to our past and what kind of accomplishments and the things that we have done.
哦，所以因为一直会眷恋过去的日子比较好的人，他就是。他就没有办法，也就是他不了解，其实事情的终局才是重点。
Because a person who is so fixated on the past life, on his past the past things that he's done, will not put his focus on what the ending of his life is.
那这样的一个心态，其实往往就是对现实非常不满的人。
And often this kind of attitude arises from being not satisfied with his current situation.
你看我们在读民数记的时候，我们就看到这样一个一直。想以前在埃及的日子，就是以色列选民的老毛病啊。
And we see in the book of Numbers that the Israelites often have this problem of always fixating themselves on the better life in Egypt.
他们常常在想说，以前在埃及有多好多好。
They often recall the great things that happened in Egypt.
想到现在一直都只有吃麻辣，走路这么难走，每天都在住帐篷，好辛苦。
Compared to their situation at the time, which was that they were in the wilderness eating manna every day.
其实。他是现在的日子才真的有福的，过去的日子是奴隶，他们竟然不了解。
But they didn't understand that the life that they had then was actually better than their life of slavery in Egypt.
所以他们其实并没有，并不是有真智慧的人。
So they were not truly wise.
所以今天我们有智慧的人。
So today, as a wise person,
因为我们敬畏神。
Because we fear the Lord,
我们就知道什么叫真正有价值的。
We know what is truly beneficial and good for man.
我们真的应该要珍惜的，要努力的是我们现在的日子，然后向着标杆直跑，能够得到神要给我们奖赏。
And the things that we should work towards is that we need to place that goal ahead of us and run after it.
所以，一个真正有智慧的人是把每一天都当作是最后一天的过。
And so a person with true wisdom will treat each day as his last.
也就是说，你看今天我们如果知道我们的日子不多，我们的过的日子绝对不会浪费时间。
So today we know that we do not have much longer to live. We will not waste any time of our day.
我们因为我们知道什么叫做有益处的。
Because we know what is beneficial.
这个就是神在这个日光之下，他要我们经历的，让我们真的能够向往。哇， 有神同在，能够得到永恒价值，是多么可贵。
These are the things that God wants us to experience when we toil under the sun.
我们最后看第七章十四节。
And let's lastly look at chapter 7, verse 14.
一亨通的日子，你当喜乐；遭患难的日子，你当思想，因为神使这两样并列。为的是叫人查不出身后有什么事。
In the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider. Surely God has appointed the one as well as the other, so that man can find out nothing that will come after him.
神他其实有很多作为是我们人不了解的。
God has many works that man does not understand.
但是我们人在这一生里面会遇到亨通，也会碰到患难。
And in our lives, we will encounter prosperity as well as adversity.
但是不管是什么样的情况。
But no matter the situation,
我们一定会知道神的法则。
We will know God's his principle.
所以我们该喜乐的时候，我们就喜乐。
So when it's time to be joyful, we need to be joyful.
该忧伤的时候，我们就要忧伤。
And when it's time to mourn, we should mourn.
因为当我们按照神的意思忧伤，我们就生出没有后悔的喜乐。
Because when we mourn according to God's will, then it will bring about joyfulness.
所以第七章的第三节是说。你如果一个人面带愁容，最后会使心喜乐，这是基于从神来的忧愁，因为从神来的智慧所产生的效果。
Just as it is said in chapter 7 verse 3, it says, For by a sad countenance the heart is made better.
那所以你看，我们遇到患难的时候，我们就思想。
And so it teaches us here that we need to consider in times of adversity.
当我们面对选择的时候，我们选择对我们的灵性真正有造就、有益处的。
When we're faced with a choice, we need to always choose the things that's beneficial for our spirituality, that's beneficial for our faith.
因为我们是敬畏神的。
Because we are fearful believers of the Lord.
因为我们是有智慧的。
Because we are wise.
因为我们是属灵的。
And because we are spiritual.
我们是被神拣选有价值的。
And we are valuable and chosen by God.
所以愿我们弟兄姐妹都能够知道。什么是对我们有益处的？
And so may all of us as believers in Christ know what is good for a man.
我们再来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn together.
326首。
Let's rise and sing hymn 326.